Welcome to a new session of Discovering God. Let's begin by catching up on how we are doing. Based on what has happened with you since last time we met, what is something you are thankful for? What has stressed you out this week? And what do you need for things to be better? What are the needs of the people in your community? And how can we help each other meet the needs we've expressed? What was the story last time we met? What did we learn about God and people? In our last meeting, you decided to apply what you learned. What did you do? And how did it go? Who did you share something with from the last story? How did they respond? We identified several needs last time we met and planned to meet those needs. How did it go? Now, let's listen to a new story from God.
From the book of Ephesians.
Don't forget that you Gentiles used to be outsiders. You were called uncircumcised heathens by the Jews, who were proud of their circumcision, even though it affected only their bodies and not their hearts. In those days, you were living apart from Christ. You were excluded from citizenship among the people of Israel, and you did not know the covenant promises God had made to them. You lived in this world without God and without hope. But now, you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to Him through the blood of Christ. For Christ Himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in His own body on the cross, He broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in Himself one new people from the two groups. Together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of His death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death. He brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles, who were far away from Him, and peace to the Jews who were near. Now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. A temple for the Lord. So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together, we are His house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone is Christ Jesus Himself. We are carefully joined together in Him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. Through Him, you Gentiles are also being made part of this dwelling, where God lives by His Spirit.
Now, let's have someone retell this passage in their own words, as though they were telling a friend who has never heard it. Let's help them if they leave anything out or add anything by mistake. If that happens, we can ask, where do you find that in the story? What does this story teach us about God, His character, and what He does? What do we learn about people, including ourselves, from this story? What do we learn from this story about being the church? How will you apply God's truth from this story in your life this week? What is the specific action or thing you will do? Who will you share truth from this story with before we meet again? Do you know others who would also like to discover God's word in this app like we are? As our meeting comes to a close, let's decide when we'll meet again and who will facilitate the next meeting. This has been a good time together. We encourage you to make note of what you said you will do and to re-listen to the story in the days before we meet again. The facilitator can share the story text or audio if anyone doesn't have it. As we go, let's ask the Lord to help us.